clarity is about process. Process is about purpose. Purpose is about loving and giving. The only thing you can do with your life is give it away. You come in with nothing and you leave with nothing. Practice giving away your life, and you'll find prosperity and peace in that giving. In regard to addictions, when you are pursuing poisons, you can never get enough of what you don't want. You become what you think about all day long, and those days eventually become your lifetime. If you meet someone whose soul is not aligned with yours, and you'll meet many, send them love and move along. If you're going to follow your bliss and make a difference in the world, you will soon learn that you cannot follow the herd. All of the great teachers have left us with a similar message. Go within, discover your invisible higher self, and know God as the love that is within you. It is in every one of us to be love, if we allow it. A new attitude can convert a stifling job situation to one of joy. One small voice within the universal one song can influence the entire being toward destruction or harmony. Everything is synchronized and working perfectly in the universal one song, Una, one verse song. It's all one song. When you judge others, you do not define them, you define yourself. Our suffering is caused by the mind, by a mind that insists on having preferences and will not allow others to be just as they are. True joy and the exhilarating feeling of being at peace with yourself and your world comes to the person who lets his or her physical world flow from the pleadings of the soul. Shift from form to spirit. Know the will of the Father and fall back in the knowing. Align yourself to your soul. Listen to those inner pleadings to be at ease and on purpose. It is in this mindset that real magic will become available to you. You are not stuck where you are unless you decide to be. If you wonder about the difference between attachment and enjoyment, ask yourself how you would react if suddenly an object you valued was gone. For every act of unkindness, there are a million kind acts. Always remember that each day as you look at your world and see millions upon millions of flowers opening up, God does it all without using any force. If an event happens, it cannot unhappen in your physical world. You can't get prune juice from an orange, no matter how hard you squeeze it. You can't give hate if you only have love inside. You will be happy to know that the universal law that created miracles has not been repealed. When you call yourself a jerk, that is your invisible critic judging your outer self. Remember, what you think about expands. You come into the world in a naked little body, and you leave in a large wrinkled body, if you're lucky. There's one grand lie that we are limited. The only limits we have are the limits we believe. Since your mind is your own private territory, you can give any new idea a private audition for a few days before sharing it with others. A mind at peace, a mind focusing on not harming others, is stronger than any physical force in the universe. Prosperity is located within. Of all the deathbed regrets that I have heard, not one of them has been, "I wish I had spent more time at the office." Be patient and loving with every fearful thought. Practice observing your fears as a witness, and you'll see them dissolve.